After the first two volumes of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, I started to think about what was really important, like the most pressing issue in contemporary society. And of course, immigration is right at the center of that. And so when thinking about the new list of women to include, it came naturally to me to start looking at female immigrants and what they've done, what they're doing, what are their contributions, and how they're advancing society all over the world, really.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. On the day Ellis Island opened, on January 1st, 1892, an Irish girl named Annie Moore became the very first person to be processed through what became the world-famous immigration centre. Though Annie herself is remembered for being the first, her experiences in America were very much like those of the millions of other women who choose to make America their new home. Women and girls who came through Ellis Island transformed America socially, politically, and economically. Women historically have accounted for almost 50% of immigrants and currently exceed that. Even though women are integral characters, immigration is rarely thought of as a woman's story. That's why authors of the best-selling book and podcast, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, have announced they'll be releasing a third volume in the fall of 2020, entitled Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, 100 Immigrant Women Who Changed the World. The book will feature 100 extraordinary immigrant women from past and present who've had to leave their homeland to seek refuge, to realize their dreams, and to share their invaluable contributions with the world. On this episode, you'll hear from Eleanor Favalli, the co-creator of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, who will share her experience being an immigrant in America and why sharing these stories will shape the way we feel, think, and act towards one another. Approximately 21 million female immigrants live in the United States, making up just over 13% of the nation's female population. Immigrant women come from all over the world, with the largest shares from Mexico, the Philippines, China, and then India. In their multiple roles as students, professionals, spouses, parents, and caregivers, immigrant women make important contributions to local communities, the economy, and society. Despite the growing number of diverse immigrant populations, however, their interests and concerns are often overlooked in public policy debates. Immigrant women experience many challenges, such as reproductive health issues, domestic violence, poor job quality and regulation within domestic and childcare occupations, difficulty accessing supportive services, and these challenges can be particularly acute for those who lack legal status. Immigrants also face significant prejudice. Recent anti-immigrant rhetoric by politicians in the United States has encouraged negative stereotyping and discrimination in general, but especially regarding undocumented immigrants, who are often described as rapists and violent criminals and murderers. Consequently, this has led to a rise in hate speech and violence towards immigrants. To tackle this head-on, Eleanor Favalli, the co-creator of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, is creating a third volume of the successful book series, which will feature stories of 100 extraordinary immigrant women. Here, Eleanor shares why this project is so important.
After the first two volumes of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, I started to think about what was really important, like the most pressing issue in contemporary society. And of course, immigration is right at the center of that. And so when thinking about the new list of women to include, it came naturally to me to start looking at female immigrants and what they've done, what they're doing, what are their contributions, and how they're advancing society all over the world, really. There is no question for me that today the rebel girls, by definition, are first and foremost, the millions of girls and women who have to leave their countries for different reasons and try to find peace and freedom and opportunities somewhere else. We see every day in the news the brutality of the immigration experience, not just in the US, but really all over the world. Even in Europe, there is such a huge immigration crisis right now. And I thought that it was important, since these books have always been very much part of the contemporary debate, I think that one of their strongest traits has always been their ability to capture the zeitgeist of our time, right? And also anticipate some of the issues that then have become quite popular. Like if you think about the Me Too movement, our book came out 1 year before that. And so really like wanting to continue this dialogue with society, with contemporary issues from the female perspective, from the Rebel Girls perspective, was what drove this choice, this decision.
Young women, particularly immigrant women, are confronted with negative stereotypes on a daily basis. So they are most likely to benefit from hearing about outstanding immigrant women who've had to overcome a range of barriers in their path to success, stemming from discrimination related to their gender, ethnicity, race, and class. Women need to know that it's possible for them to make it, something that Eleanor is all too familiar with, being an immigrant in America.
It's funny because when you come from a privileged country like I do, I come from Italy, from Tuscany, when you move to a different country, I moved to the US in 2012, you never really consider yourself an immigrant, right? You're just there because you want to do something cool with your profession or with your life. Or at least for me, it never really came to my mind to describe myself as an immigrant. But then the more you live in a different country, the more you start to appreciate the differences with your own country of origin, with your own culture. And also, as much as you become more and more integrated with the country, you also realize that there's a fundamental gap that is never going to be filled, right? And you just have to live with it. And so I think that that's when you start really thinking about yourself as a foreigner in a country that is becoming your own country, but that's still, for a large part, really foreign to you. And so it was definitely an interesting experience moving to San Francisco and then living in Silicon Valley and trying to build my business there and raising money in Silicon Valley as a woman and as an immigrant, right? Because if you're an overachiever, like probably I am, you think, oh, sure, no problem, right? Nothing is going to be an obstacle. But then it turns out that when you look at the numbers, well, we all know that female-founded companies don't get nearly as much money as male-founded companies. And companies founded by immigrant women, that's even worse. So you really start to appreciate what diversity really means, right? We use this word so much, but what are we talking about in reality when we talk about diversity? And, you know, my story, I think it's part of the answer. We look at stories like the story of Rebel Girls, where someone coming from a different country then is still able to find investors to raise money to attract talent in the US and build a team. So it's an encouraging story, right? It's an encouraging sign. Of course, I'm a privileged immigrant, as I was saying. My story is very different from the majority of the stories of immigrants who are moving across the world or across countries.
Today around the world, people are on the move. They are migrating to escape poverty, improve their livelihood and opportunities, or escaping conflict and devastation in their own countries. Women represent almost half of the 244 million migrants and half of the 19.6 million refugees worldwide. Migrants, especially migrant women, have higher labor force participation rates at around 72% compared with non-migrants. The money women earn often gets sent back home, improving the livelihood and health of their families and strengthening local economies. These stories often go untold. But through her work, Eleanor has made it a priority to showcase women's different experiences and challenges associated with immigrating.
There's no violence in my story. There's no fear of being arrested or thrown out of the country or separated from my family. So it's an entirely different perspective. But that's also the beauty of immigration, that you can really look at it from so many different angles. And I think also this is probably what we're missing today. Oftentimes, given the political time that we live in, we tend to listen only to terrible stories about immigration, right? So immigrants that are refused to go somewhere, or that are suffering physical violence, or they are separated from their children. But immigration throughout history, right? Because of course, immigration is not something new for a human society, but immigration throughout history has always had beautiful stories of also integration and building communities and innovation. Even if you think about some of the most innovative technology companies of the past 20, 30 years, you immediately think about Google, and Google was founded by two immigrants. I think it's important to also show a different perspective around immigration so that we're not as scared anymore as we are right now as a society. I'm hoping to show that immigrants are a part of our society, whether we want it or not, and whether we are able to see it or not. You know, sometimes you get used to, right, having people in your community or in your society, and then you forget that at some point they were immigrants. If you think about someone like Arianna Huffington today, probably the first thing you think about her wouldn't be that she was an immigrant from Greece, because you would think that she's a journalist, exceptional journalist, and then a businesswoman and author and this and that. So I think that just by reminding and showing young girls that these immigrant women have always been around us and have always done extraordinary things in pretty much every field is going to help just by itself in making them more familiar with the issues, and also, yes, taking away part of the stigma around immigrants.
What's your favorite book, movie, or television show? What do you remember about it? Maybe it's a specific scene or a famous line. Maybe you remember how it made you feel or how it inspired you. The chances are your favorite stories, the ones that shaped you, are memorable because they activated multiple parts of your brain, which leads to greater information recall. That's why some stories are more memorable than others. It's also why we tend to remember important facts, figures, and events when they're part of a captivating story. And research by scientist and author Paul Zak has found that this higher retention significantly increases our potential for behavior change. That's why sharing real stories of how women overcome setbacks or insurmountable odds is so important. It has the power to change the way we think, act, and behave towards each other and ourselves. Here, Eleanor shares an example of this.
One that is definitely popular, especially among young people, is Rihanna, the singer, right? Because she was born in Barbados, and then, you know, she moved to the US, and now she's become this singer, songwriter, fashion designer, actress, businesswoman. She's one of those phenomenal pop stars who really has been celebrated internationally for talent throughout her career. So I think that's a great example for someone who is young. Using also examples that are coming from the pop culture is incredibly powerful, because then you can imagine how it can feel for a child, right? Especially if you think about an immigrant child, maybe coming from Barbados like Rihanna did. And you look at someone like her who's constantly making the headlines and who's living her life freely and doing what she wants. I think it can be extremely powerful in the mind of a child, both of an immigrant child, but also of any child. That's really the core of Rebel Girls and of everything that we do at Rebel Girls. We believe that storytelling has the power to change the world, and in this case, especially to change the gender imbalance that we have in society, because we know the impact that stories have on our minds. We know the impact that stories, especially the stories that we read when we are children, when we're growing up, can leave on our minds. I don't think that we can hope to change much or to balance, you know, the gender gap if we don't change the framework that we use to look at the world and to understand the world. So if we raise children with the same framework, they're gonna just perpetuate the same kind of stereotypes and mistakes that we are living with every day.
Together with her co-author Francesca Cavallo, Eleanor managed to secure the highest funded publishing project in crowdfunding history for the first volume of the book, which spent over 31 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list for its category. With the addition of the second volume, more than 3.8 million books have been sold, and the series has been translated into nearly 50 languages and is available in over 70 countries worldwide. Eleanor and Francesca are continuing their work to harness the power of storytelling to spark change. Here, Eleanor shares what fans can look forward to next.
We just launched a new chapter book series for children age 8 to 10. And the first two volumes in the series are Ada Lovelace Cracks the Code and Madam C.J. Walker Builds a Business. They are fully illustrated fictional biographies on these two incredible pioneers and leaders. And we chose to start from them because they represent two very important subjects and themes. Ada Lovelace, of course, she was an amazing computer scientist even before the computer was invented, right? And she considered actually the first female computer scientist ever. And so she's an incredible representative of the STEM field. And Madam C.J. Walker, who became the first self-made African-American millionaire, she was born in a family of slaves, and she was the first, you know, free woman in her family. And she invented this lotion to treat African-American hair. And this product became so successful that she became a millionaire and a public figure. And she spent her life also helping other women to become financially independent, to become entrepreneurs, to look after their life, their goals, right? Especially economic goals, because she knew that ultimately freedom can only come if sustained by economic independence for women. So she's an incredible example of an entrepreneur, right? So we thought that these two subject areas could be incredibly powerful for children, especially if you think that these subjects, well, maybe now STEM a little bit more, but they're not very common in school. They still miss from the majority of curricula. And then the series will continue next year in 2020 with three more books coming out, one on Gari Matai, one on the mountaineer Yunko Tabe, and one on the ballerina Alicia Alonso. So that's also something fun to look forward to.
Finally, Eleanor shares her advice for how parents can use the power of storytelling at home.
I think that more than anything else, the biggest takeaway that you can get from our books is that you should always try to be open and encourage conversations between parents and children, because these books are really meant to spark conversations and ignite curiosity around these subjects. So I think that something very simple that parents could do could be to talk more about women and people in general who are doing incredible things, like around the dinner table, maybe when they spend some time with their kids, because many times we have so many examples around us that we completely overlook or we give for granted. But I think that's a very low-hanging fruit that they could definitely use with their kids.
I am an immigrant. I grew up in South Africa and moved to New Zealand when I was just 16. Since then, I have lived in England, Australia, Malaysia, and America. I understand what it's like to be a foreigner, but like Eleanor, I too am a privileged immigrant. My perspective is tainted by this privilege, which is why reading and hearing from women whose experiences and challenges differ from mine is so important. This is why I'm so thankful to Eleanor and Francesca for their work. Through storytelling, Rebel Girls are educating both children and parents about all the challenges that gender inequality creates for women, how this shows up differently for all women, and why each of us can play a role in removing these challenges. This is the power of storytelling. Thank you for tuning into our episode today. If you're interested in partnering with us or being a guest on the show, then please reach out through our website, thefixpodcast.org. You can also sign up to our weekly newsletter and contribute your story there. Thanks again, and I'll catch you all again next week.